right, and back to it here on Out of the Woods. We're still on our summer theme, so we're going to keep going with that. This one is called 2 Weeks Last Summer. You may know this one. Fotheringay on Out of the Woods.
Dancing flames grow low, burning embers start to glow. Pictures soon will fade, pictures that the flames have made. Your hazy, wistful face suddenly is gone. Glances, moonlit talks, promises that mean so much, broken with a single touch. Passing fancies fly away, beating shadows on the sun. Deserted evening, warm and still. Strangers come and go at will. Driftwood on the silent shore, laughter from an open door. Friendly faces once again come inside before. Boats that sail away at night, wandering heart, your heels are falling, souls were swollen, bridges wide, thundering heart.
Weary man of my heart, let me know when it's time to start loving again. We are colder than this autumn night deserves. Holly places her bets on who will leave before the first snow flies, but place them high, 'cause I know I will stay through the summertime. weary man of my heart. It is now time to fall into the drifted snow behind the house and let the cold wind out. Then back into the house to lie beside the hickory fire, to drift and doze one day closer to the summertime. Winter came, winter went. The devil came, the devil up and left us here, you and me, dearest man of my heart. Spring is nigh and it's time to find a plot of land to tend and temper with our homely plans. Where there are weeds, there will soon be okra and tomatoes and rutabaga, and my namesake will endure through this our summertime. And my namesake will endure through this our summertime.
Of summer, oh, we're changing our tune. Winter winds coming, burst our balloon. Lost in our memories of yesterday's sun. The wind is unraveling the dreams that we'd spun. The road is so long, where it leads, I don't know. But I hope that it leads me away from the snow. Ice in my heart is beginning to form, erasing our love in the wake of its storm. So it's out to the highway, stick out my thumb. Slow walk I'm taking, it'll turn to a run. And the howl of the wind, it'll make my soul numb. So I'll pack up my bags and I'll follow the sun. I'll always remember the good times we had. When I dream of your smile, I'll always be glad. Take to some shelter whenever it rains. Shake out the cold and forget all the pain. So it's out to the highway, stick out my thumb. Slow walk I'm taking, it'll turn to a run. And the howl of the wind, it'll make my soul numb. So I'll pack up my bags and I'll follow the sun. Turn to a run, and the howl of the wind, it'll make my soul numb. So I'll pack up my bags and I'll follow the sun. days of summer, we're changing our tune. Winter winds coming, burst our balloon. Lost in our memories of yesterday's sun. The wind is unraveling the dreams that we'd spun. The wind is unraveling the dreams that we'd spun.
Jim Heald here on Out of the Woods. One we've played for you before from his Chiaroscuro CD. That was Last Days of Summer. Rachel Rees in there just before that from her CD For You Only. We heard Our Summertime. Maggie Bjorklund going back to her Coming Home CD. We heard one called Summer Romance. Dick and Judy Hyman in there with Late Last Summer title track from their CD. And Fotheringay started off the set. 2 weeks last summer. All right, folks, well, time is here. Doc Rogers for you now, live on Out of the Woods.
I was raised in Macon, Georgia. They kept my dad in the Macon jail. He said, son, if you keep your hands clean, oh, you won't hear them bloodhounds on the trail. But I fell in with bad companions, robbed a man in Tennessee. The sheriff caught me, oh, up in Nashville. They locked me up and threw away the key. I washed my hands in muddy water, wash my hands, they did not come clean. Tried to do what my daddy told me, I must have washed my hands in a muddy stream. Sheriff, oh, when's my time up? He said, son, we will not forget. And if you try to keep your hands clean, oh, we may make a good man of you yet. But I could not wait to do my sentence. I broke out of that Nashville jail. I just crossed that line of Georgia, and I can hear them bloodhounds on the trail. I wash my hands in muddy water, wash my hands, they did not come clean. Tried to do what my daddy told me, I must have washed my hands in a muddy stream. Tried to do what my daddy told me, I must have washed my hands in a muddy stream.
Live music here in the studio and Out of the Woods. A little bit of local flavor. Doc Rogers from New Hampshire. He's
Howdy.
Here. Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what was that one you just played for us?
That's called I Wash My Hands in Muddy Water. I learned it. I stumbled across the Stonewall Jackson recording of it. And they plays it with a old 50s, 60s country electric band. But man, I heard the thumb picking in it right away. Nice combo of country, blues, thumb picking, and a good story. And then I found out that every 50s and 60s country and western singer named Johnny has recorded that song. Johnny Cash, Johnny Rivers, you name it, Johnny whatever, they've all recorded it.
So did you come up with that arrangement before hearing any of the other ones?
Or? I just heard the Stonewall Jackson, and I played it a couple of times, and you know, somebody would say, oh, I heard so-and-so do that song, and I heard so-and-so do that song, and then all of a sudden, there it is, thumb-picking style.
Very Pretty cool. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Well, we have a doc here, and this one's not just like Doc Watson. He doesn't only write prescriptions for good guitar picking. He can actually write you a prescription, right?
That is correct. But one of the reasons I hung on to the Doc nickname, Doc Rogers, was my birth date is the same as Doc Watson's, March 3rd. And so it's really neat to have my birthday coming, and everybody reminds me Doc Watson is coming up too.
Oh, excellent. And you see a little bit better than Doc does, but maybe not so much at the moment.
Well, yeah, that eye dilation that they did to me at the eye doctor's was tough.
Yeah, stop by the eye doctor on the way here to Out of the Woods.
Yep.
Well, you got another one for us?
Sure. So my favorite players are Merle Travis and Chet Atkins. And then, so this next one... This is one of Chet Atkins and Doc Watson, both sort of made famous, although a Nashville studio musician named J.D. Loudermilk wrote it. It's called Windy and Warm.
All right. Windy and Warm.
Windy and Warm.
Doc Rogers.
Learned that way back in the 60s. And I'm still playing it.
So you've been playing quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my next question. How long have you been playing this thing?
Yeah, well, I started in the mid-60s. I grew up in suburban Philadelphia, South Jersey. And there was a music store in Haddonfield, New Jersey. And the coolest guy in town... a guy named Don Zepp taught guitar at the music store there, and he was into Doc Watson, John Hurt, bluegrass, and country blues. And so if you were trying to be cool, you had to take lessons from Don Zepp, and he got me started.
Excellent. So how long have you been out of that region of the country?
Well, I made a first aborted run at college, and then about a year or two after that, I dropped out of college and went to Colorado and played music for a living for a while. And I guess that was about 6 or 7 years, and then I came back to the East Coast after I found out that trying to make a living playing music was a lot harder than it seemed.
Excellent. Well, you definitely had something to fall back on, didn't you?
Yep.
So are you still practicing?
Well, yeah. I worked for 25 years as an emergency room doctor. And then the last couple of years, I've sort of semi-retired, and I'm only working part-time as a family doctor. So no more nights and weekends, and I have some time to get out, get around, and play, and play more gigs and all that stuff.
Excellent. Yeah. So are you trying to just get more gigs in general, or just in our area? Or are you going to be branching
out? More or less just in the area, but I have friends in Asheville, North Carolina, and friends in Western Pennsylvania, and they keep saying that they might get me a gig, and I might, you know, do a little road trip down that way and back. But mostly, I just like playing around New Hampshire and Vermont. It's nice to be able to drive home after the gig and sleep in a good bed.
Well, it seems everyone I know around here knows you, but it took us till today to finally meet.
But it's been a pleasure.
Yeah. So what else you want to play for us there?
Well, I mentioned Don Zepp and how he would teach us. The first song I learned, that's what I'm going to play for you now. First song I learned is a Mississippi John Hurt song called My Creole Bell. And I had this wonderful experience where a friend of a friend who was a really good player at that time. Whoops. That was not me. That was the little, I can see that groundhog and Caddyshack dancing to that. So anyway, the first song I learned was Creole Bell, and I got a chance to go in with a friend of a friend to Philadelphia to the second fret, which was the hottest coffee house in Philadelphia at the time, to hear John Hurt. And this friend of a friend used to back up musicians, and so at the break, he took my friend and I and him up to the green room to meet John Hurt. And so John Hurt played us two or three songs, and he said, "You boys play guitar at all?" And Mike grabbed the guitar and said, "Yeah, I do." And he whipped off a really fast bluegrass song, and John Hurt said, "Yeah, that's nice, very nice." So you two boys, looking at Bruce and myself, "You guys must play guitar too to be with such a hot shot picker here." And Bruce admitted that he was about an intermediate guitar player. He was playing Tom Paxson songs. And then he looked at me. He said, "Well, how about you? I'm 16. I halfway know two songs, Creole Bell and Steel Driver, which was both John Hurt songs." And I said, "Oh, John, I only know halfway know the songs, and they're both yours." And he said, "Oh, that's wonderful. Play me one." So on John Hurt's guitar, I played this for him.
got a home in the country, veggies in the yard. Life ain't too easy, but it ain't too hard. Well, the only commotion, kitties at the place. I look at my darling, this is what I say, my Creole Belle. I love you well, my darling baby, my Creole Belle, my Creole Belle. I love you well, my darling baby, my Creole Belle.
Very nice. Doc Rogers here on Out of the Woods for you. We got a quick break to take, but we'll be right back after this.